Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. The Constitutional Court is to hear a key case on rights of the visually impaired to access copyrighted works. What does this actually mean? We wanted to try and understand the story a little bit more. William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Great to have you. Why is this case an important one?
So it's an important one because fundamentally it's about denial of people's rights to, from our perspective, access to information and the ability to, you know, exercise their rights in a way that meets their equality and dignity. So in essence, our copyright law was made in 1978. And even though they've been discussing a new one for the last several years, one of the clauses of that says that basically you can't alter or change a copyrighted work without getting written permission from the copyright, the author or the owner of the copyright. Now, in most instances, that sounds fine, right? Because you don't want just anyone to take it and just do what they like with it. But when you are visually impaired or you have difficulty in reading, it means that for you to put something into Braille or turn something into audio, you'd have to write to the copyright holder for each and every instance that you want to alter that material. And that, for the majority of people with these kinds of disabilities, is just the bridge too far. So it means that for most people with visual disabilities, they basically haven't been able to access anywhere near the kinds of material that you and I might be able to.
So in other words, it becomes too onerous and too cumbersome every time somebody might want to change something in order to assist somebody who's visually impaired. Is that really what it's about?
But it's not just onerous, because if we as a, you know, you go and you say, well, here's this lovely book or something, and you try and get it translated into Braille, that's actually an offence.
Ah.
And so it's not just that it's an onerous thing, which of course it is. It's, you know, just you'd have to imagine having to, you know, email every kind of entity that you wanted to in order to translate that so that you could, you know, have it accessible in a format that made sense to you. It's just patently ridiculous, and it's just really, really deeply problematic that 27 years into our democracy, we're sitting in a situation where, because someone is visually impaired, they can't exercise the same rights that other people can. And that's just fundamentally not right. And luckily, the state is on board with this. Most people say, yes, this is a clear and egregious breach of people's basic rights. What we have to do is get them fixed urgently and quickly. And so one of the other things that is really important about this case is that Section 237 of our Constitution requires the state to realize rights progressively and without delay.
Right.
Now, in this instance, we're arguing that basically, you know, you can't be 28 years into a democracy and not have done this.
No delay. Yeah. How does this work overseas? I mean, how does this work in other countries? Because this surely is all very well that it impacts here in South Africa, but what happens with other publications?
So the good news there is that fortunately, because we, you know, it's the one advantage, ironically, of being so far behind, is that most other countries in the world have actually already addressed this. So a lot of countries have got specific and much broader exceptions for people with all sorts of disabilities. At least 72 countries have got specific exclusions for people with visual disabilities. So we're not saying copyright must go out the window. This is a carefully crafted exception that says in order to facilitate and allow people with disabilities to access the same kind of material, this is what you need to cater for. And so most countries around the world actually do that.
So, and when is this going to be, when do we hope it's going to have some resolution through the Constitutional Court?
So the matter's being heard tomorrow in the Constitutional Court, and it'll be live streamed on YouTube, I believe. Sadly, it's not going to be live in court, but one of those online affairs.
Right.
But, you know, I'm hoping that the Concourt will rule on it with some haste, because it's just been going on for, you know, 44 years since they passed the law and 28 years into democracy. It's just unacceptable.
Absolutely unacceptable. Is this part of a greater problem here in South Africa in terms of access to information by people who aren't conventionally able to access it?
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, one of the biggest things that is going to help and that we should be, you know, government should be trying to realize on an super urgent basis is just providing access to the internet for everyone, fast, cheap, reliable broadband. Everyone should have access. That's one of those things that transforms your people's lives, just in terms of basic access to information, because it opens so many other doors and opportunities. And these days with technology, if you do have some kind of disability, whether it's a sight or hearing or something else, you know, there are all sorts of really clever technologies that you can access to help, you know, make that process a little bit easier. But for those who don't even have access to the internet or access to other forms of media, that becomes even more difficult. So this is about trying to address, it's using digital formats, I guess, in a very positive way to make sure that you kind of start to level that playing field a little bit.
And very, very important to do. That is William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, talking to us about the visually impaired getting access to copyright work.